Excellent. So, I sent you the agenda that was on the, in the project document. I don't know if you had a chance to just have a look at it. Anyway, the meeting's going to follow more or less the same structure as last time. So we'll go around each of you in turn and you can give your presentations on what you've been up to. And at the end of that, we need to discuss what you've come up with so that we can make a decision on the key remote control concepts. So that's, we need to know about the components, properties, materials, the user interface, and any trends that the marketing expert has been watching.
Right.
Okay, do you want to start again?
Okay.
We've got 40 minutes.
So I haven't made a PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah,
I thought I'd use the whiteboard instead.
Mm-hmm. Let's hope the pen holds out.
Okay, so basically I'll start off by, I thought I'll use the whiteboard because we have so many different options. And what we can do is that we can start rubbing off the options that we do not require,
mm-hmm.
and putting in the options that are more current or something like that. Okay, so I'll start again with a brief introduction to brief introduction to the insides of a remote control, and then we can probably discuss the various components. Okay. So what you see here is this is the outside of the remote, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you open it, you have a circuit board here, right? And this is the chip that I was talking about last time. It's basically sends information to a transistor here, which then sends the information to an LED device here.
Mm-hmm.
If you flip the printed circuit board, and this is the most important point here, everything else is kind of, so if you flip the circuit board, this is what it looks like. So you see, for example, a particular button attaches to a particular place on the PCB.
Yeah.
And on pressing this button, a circuit completes. The information goes to the chip, which is somewhere there. And the chip then translates the code into an infrared radiation, which goes out from there. So the important point that I read over the website was that the configurations of these circuit boards are quite cheap to make. You can get them printed as you want to. So we can have a configuration irrespective of the cost, the way we want to have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the important point here. So these are the different options that we have. Okay. So the battery, so I'll start with the battery.
Mm-hmm.
So they can be simple, which is like the normal batteries in this house.
Yeah.
These are the kind of batteries that the company makes. So, and dynamos.
Does that mean like a wind-up one?
Yeah.
A wind-up remote.
I don't know even if you want to consider this, but these are the different things that the company makes. So
okay.
they'll come internally from the company, they'll be cheaper for all these options.
Mm-hmm.
So the third one is the kinetic energy one.
You can make the hand dynamo into an exercise bike, and then people could exercise whilst watching TV.
And charging their remote.
Yeah, and stop worrying about the whole RSI from the remote thing, because that's just...
The
kinetic energy one is that they're usually in modern watches.
Okay.
Since a hand keeps moving, it keeps the watch ticking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it is a good idea for a remote control,
mm-hmm.
because it will just lie there for a long while sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you pick it up, it moves, and then it recharges or something.
Yeah.
And the fourth option is the solar cells.
Yay!
Okay. So I will list things and then we can come back and discuss what we think from a different perspective. There are different cases that can be provided. They can be basically the shape of the cases. They can be flat, they can be curved, with one sided curved and one sided flat, and they can be curved with on both the sides. These are the three options.
You mean this would be like the overall shape of the remote control? Yeah.
Yeah, would it be flat on both the
yeah.
sides?
Mm-hmm.
Would it be curved from one side?
Mm-hmm.
There are different kinds of supplements available, like it can be plastic, rubber, wood, or titanium.
Did you say wool?
Wood.
Wood.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you'll understand why when we get to focus.
We can use even titanium is also used in the company to make some space design equipment, so it's kind of it will be probably nicer to use because it relates to the overall image of the company, but it cannot be used on a double curved surface. If you choose this, you cannot use titanium, but for these two we can use titanium, wood, rubber, or plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, the interface options now. So we can have push buttons like most remotes do, and our company is an expert in making push buttons. We can have scroll wheels like the ones on
Sony
mouse pointer,
Sony Ericsson mobile phones.
Yeah. So. And they can even have an integrated push button inside the scrolling.
Mm-hmm.
First scroll, that's push. So this is something that has been recently developed by the company in the last decade, so not too recent. And LCDs, which are called LCDs. These two are recent, and this is control.
Mm-hmm.
The various electronic options are. This concerns first of all the chips. I showed you that. So there's a chip behind this one, right? The PCB is inexpensive, so we can put in whatever we want. But the various integrated circuit options are we have either a simple one, a regular, or advanced. And the price goes up. As we learn, obviously. Okay, so the good thing about why we would want to use advanced, why we might want to use advanced is that LCDs can only come with the advanced chip.
Mm-hmm.
We need regular or advanced for scroll wheels. And the chip basically includes the infrared sensor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Besides this, in under electronics, also the company has started making a sample sender, which they do not explain what it was, but I'm guessing that so they have a sample sender and a sample speaker. So I'm guessing that the sample speaker is probably something like as soon as you press a button, it gives you feedback, 1, 5, or whatever,
yeah.
On. I don't know whether the sender has to do something with voice recognition or not, but anyway, so these are the different options that we have. Okay, so that's basically now I think that we can integrate. User interface and the March transference in that,
yeah.
Taking out things like this and undermining things that are important.
Excellent. Do you want to stay somewhere near the board so that if we need to?
Yeah,
you
sure.
Can sit down, but just try not to need you to leap up. What are you in PowerPoint or?
I have some PowerPoint, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, he's got his little camera in there. Look, plug it in. Is it?
Okay. To be honest, actually, I mentioned some of the things which could fit under this talk. This time I mentioned them already in the previous talk.
That's fine.
So yeah, this time I might not have them on the slides, but I can just mention them again. Okay. So I thought I would also include the definition of user interface. So it's the aspects of the computer system or program which can be seen by the user. And which the mechanism that the user uses to control its operation and interface. So this would include things like shape and size and buttons and voice recognition as well, color and so on. The method I employed this time was again having a look to related products and mainly on the internet, and then analyze them from the point of view of user friendliness and also whether their appearance was pleasant. And then this can help us to decide which features we want to incorporate in our product. So some findings. So in the case of many user interfaces, they're just so full of buttons that it's actually hard to find the ones you really want to use, and it's just confusing. It takes time to learn. Okay, and I thought I would just quickly show some of them that I found. Okay, some of them are here. Well, the picture is not very clear, but as you can see, there are sorry for that. Let's go back. Okay, so yeah, they're quite big and have many, many buttons. Actually, of all these, I personally prefer this one because it's the smallest and with least with the smallest number of buttons as well. And I would say even the appearance of some of them is kind of not so nice. Okay. So let's carry on with this. Other findings, some new things used, some of them were mentioned already by our technical designer. Our own company has developed a new user interface. We can include voice recognition, and it's possible to record 80 different voice samples. This one was already mentioned, the LCD display. Another new development is a scroll button, which was also already mentioned. And our own manufacturing division has designed a new programmable speech, a speaker unit, I guess it should be. And this means that once it comes together with a voice recognition, but it's once the gadget recognizes the voice of the speaker, there can be a pre-programmed answer. For example, you can pick up the remote controller and say something to it like hello, and it says hello and your name or whatever. So this is also one of the new developments which we might consider.
Can you go back for a second? Are you sure what this means, the spinning wheel with the LCD display?
It's like the, like you said, no? The scroll.
Yeah, you can.
The scroll button is a different thing. I have a picture, if you, just a moment, I'll show you. I wasn't completely sure myself, but I think it's just like, it's a wheel, it's like not separate buttons. Look, this one.
Oh, it's like the iPod.
I'm not really sure whether you can really
Yeah, no, you can. It's like where you know how you have your mouse and you go around and it's kind of like that and you spin around and it
so instead of going down you just spin.
You just go around and it's a bit weird at first but it's actually very like fast. I like the wheels that click on the side you get a much slower, so it's quite good if you're like searching quite a lot of stuff. Do you know if you're looking if you're scrolling through the A to Z of your music and you're looking for something at T, then it's a lot faster than the wheel, but you've got a lot less control over it.
Okay, and the personal preferences are pretty much the same as last time.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be small, simple. Okay, we decided to include voice recognition, so to have the standard with major buttons like on off, the channels and then volume, and then the rest would be menu on the screen. And I also thought if we want to keep it small and nice, and actually I quite like the idea of a scrolling button. I thought it could be for voice, like I don't know, like on it like used to be in Walkmans or something. There's, I think there's no reason why we need to use something like this for the remote control.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's it.
Okay, back to Tim's.
Okay, I put a copy of the presentation in the
project documents.
Yeah. Fabulous. Okay, cool. So what I did was to search the internet to come up with market trends and, you know, what users are going to be wanting in the near future. Okay. Right. Now, the first aspect is apparently twice as important as the second aspect, which is twice as important as the third aspect.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the easy-to-use thing is fairly low down on there, which I think, given the target group, is what you would expect. Really, you know, people want something new, something technologically innovative and different. So, the whole idea with the LCDs and the spinning and the colours and the voice recognition is quite the thing to go for.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it wants to look fancy look and feel. So,
Maybe as you're discussing things, is the way we
people put.
Probably voice recognition is kind of important, right?
Maybe the LCD.
Yeah. So I have a point about LCD. I don't know if it is the right one. Well, LCDs are basically for feedback, right? To the user
person.
And the feedback then comes through the television itself. Do we need an LCD on the remote?
Depends how fast your television runs, really, don't you think? I mean, we've got one of those TeleOS boxes. And you put the number in the remote, and then you wait, and then it goes to the TV, and then you wait, and then it comes. So it actually takes quite a long time.
Mm.
And if you get the number in wrong, then it's a bit of a pain. So I think, you know, a screen on the remote would probably cut down your time on that. But like remotes do tend to get thrown about a bit.
Right.
It is also quite nice though to have something here so you don't interrupt the picture on the screen. So if you're watching something.
That's true.
And it would be like, I mean, if you could make it integrate with the TV, then it could come up with your information about what's on. And you could just see that on the remote rather than
having to interrupt your viewing pleasure.
But I think maybe a way to do it would be a similar way to how you have your mobile phone, you know, like you have the slidey ones and you have the flippy ones, and then the screen's protected so it doesn't actually get scratched. So you can have like what looks like a normal remote control, you know, or like a minimalist remote control. So you've got your buttons 1 to 9, you're on and off, and your volume on that. And then if you want to mess about with it, you flip it open and, yeah. Yeah, so that kind of decides your whole chip thing.
Yeah.
You agree?
Yep,
okay. Okay, apparently fruits and vegetables will be providing inspiration. Sorry, I discovered clip art. So these will be an important feature for clothes, shoes and furniture. So, I mean, I'm taking this to mean, you know, curviness. You know, because you don't tend to get flat vegetables.
Yeah,
you
and
know.
Even uneven, like
yeah, a bit of asymmetry
yeah.
and stuff. But that would be a good way to get in the whole RSI issue in there. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, if you think most people use the remote control with their right hand, so you want to, you curve it so that it's suitable for use with the right hand. Yeah, I'm not quite sure about the relevance of material will be spongy.
Squishy.
Yeah, but I mean, you have
like
to.
Like a rubber,
you have rubber, mm-hmm. But there is a problem that I forgot to discuss with the with using.
Well, I suppose you wouldn't get a remote an electric shock off your remote control if it was made of rubber.
Yeah, and it would help if you drop it.
Yeah.
So if we use latex cases, they won't allow us to use solar cells. We could use titanium wood or plastic.
Or if we want to use the latex, then we have to go with one or the other.
If it's made of rubber, you could get the kinetic energy fairly easily there. You could just bounce it up and down.
You could have it as like a little ball to bounce.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Or curved at one end and flat on the top. Because I'm not sure if it is flat on both the sides, then how much easier would it be to reach for buttons, etc.
You have to have a certain element of flatness. I think it depends on the whole ergonomics of it. You know, it's like how you put your hands so it's the least movement, basically.
Single side curve or double side curve does not stay too much, does it?
No, I don't think it makes a lot of difference. I have one of those slidey phones, and I mean the back is essentially straight, but it's curvy. So, besides, you have four sides to a thing. So, I mean, does curved one side mean one side is straight, and you know, curved two sides means the whole thing is just a big curvy put thing.
Did it say anywhere in your research material about the sliding stuff? Or because according to the information that I have, I think the only options that we have for the cases are these three. Either we have a flat surface case or a curved surface case. It doesn't say anything about whether technically you know this stuff is available at all.
Yeah, it's more about the protecting the LCD, which I think is where it came from. But no, my research didn't tell me anything, which is why we have all the pictures, because I had nothing better to do with my time. Okay, cool. Combine style with a level of functionality, beauty and practicality, and the thing of beautiful function.
Okay. So, looking at what we've got, we want an LCD display with a spinning wheel.
Let's try to
rub off some of the.
So, hand dynamos are definitely out, right?
That's not streamlined and sexy, having a wind up.
Kinetic energy does seem to have some kind of appeal, but.
It's about the practicality of it, really, isn't it? You know? I mean,
I think it's the watch which constantly keeps moving, this thing will have to be tapped every time, which might be very frustrating for the user.
Depends how much movement it really needs.
I don't know.
Presumably, if they're suggesting it, then we could use it.
Okay, let's keep it on. The flat, completely flat case is definitely a.
We don't want that.
Yeah,
no,
it's not
vegetable.
Okay, we still have all the options. Wood? Do you think wood
would
be?
Wood is. I can't. How do you. I mean, you can't keep it really small. You can't make it like thin and.
Right.
I can't imagine them.
You need to put all the technology in, so if the case, you add the case.
If it is really thin, it's likely to break. It's much more.
And given that we're looking at more spongy material preferences, I would think maybe rubber or plastic is more.
Well, it's not very cleanable either.
Yeah.
Do you know? It's not a practical. I mean, it's alright for a table, but for a remote control, you know, and splinters and stuff, and
yeah.
It just doesn't make any sense. I think is the thing with wood.
Okay, now for the really interesting stuff, the interface.
Yeah.
Right, so the push buttons is our expertise in the industry, but it seems to be out of trend.
You have to have some push buttons, don't you?
I think for the canal channel numbers, you still need them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
So for channel numbers.
If you have LCD displays, that opens up a whole world. You know, if you have an LCD display, then you can set almost everything on the LCD display.
I think the LCD display is kind of. Yeah, it's faster. Discussed that we might like the open thing, but you can use it as a normal remote control.
Yeah.
But if you do want to use LCD, then you flip it open, but
it's more fun. I think this is going back to the graph at the beginning that I made, where you know the buttons that people use all the time, you want buttons for them,
mm-hmm.
and everything else,
yeah.
many driven.
So in the buttons we have for the channels also, we have options to do we enumerate everything from 0 to 9, or do we have just
we definitely need the numbers because otherwise people don't want to flip through all the channels.
Yeah.
Do we need them as buttons or do we need them as LCD?
On the LCD we can.
Yeah, I would think buttons, the thing is, so if someone just wants to turn on the TV and put on a channel, then it should be easier to use than any other remote. And then if someone wants to, you know, change the contrast on their TV, and they should be able to do that, and it should be accessible. But you know, I mean, most of the time, I mean, there's a limit to how much the biggest technology can spend fiddling with the TV.
Yeah,
I think is the issue there.
Okay, so buttons definitely, but shall we try to draw our?
I think that's what you guys are going to do next.
Okay.
So if we put down the key.
What about the scrolling?
I'm not completely clear. About the spinning wheel. So I think it doesn't make sense to have both, like the scrolling and spinning.
Either or.
You can include everything in the spinning if you
just spinning and not scrolling.
Yeah. I would say that the spinning goes at a higher speed to the scrolling wheel. So you have to decide whether you want to be going so fast or not. But I mean, the thing with this whole, if you're planning on making it out of rubber on the basis that it's spongy, then I'm not sure how well a scrolling wheel would work.
But if you've got
if
you've got a flip thing, effectively it's something that's curved on one side and flat on the other side, but you're folding
it in
half.
Yeah, but your spinning wheel tends to go to one side.
It would be on one side.
I'm not sure it would be a good idea to construct the whole thing out of rubber.
Yeah,
no,
I think so too.
I think it's just a case.
You want an outside of rubber and then
the
open it up.
Or at the corner, just the edges covered by rubber or something
Or maybe like interchangeable cases, because I know, like, we're going back to iPods again and the whole spinning wheel, but I have like a, you know, obviously my iPod's not made of rubber, but then I have a little rubber case that goes over the top of it, and I can change the colour theoretically to match my outfit.
Okay, so that gives us a more trendy look as well.
Yeah, I think the spinning wheel is definitely very now.
We're going more for the trends than for the usability.
That's right.
So, work that out. And colors can be provided with the case rather than, but we still need to think about the color of our remote as such.
I think it was a requirement that we use our, the colors of our company, so would it be like yellow, gray, and black or something?
I guess.
That doesn't fit in with the whole vegetable theme, though.
Bananas.
Yeah, but I mean, do you think we could incorporate the colours of the company into the buttons and then make the colour of the main remote the colour like vegetable colours, do you know? So
mm.
you could have like, I mean, I suppose vegetable colours would be orange and green
mm.
and some reds and maybe purple and that, and then you'd pick the buttons and company colours to match with that.
Okay, if we go over to the integrated circuits, since we are having lots of these, there's no way that we'll be able to. What we do need to consider, however, is the price is going up, that every such thing that we are considering.
Yeah.
But since LCDs seems to be a definite yes,
yeah.
so it seems to be one area where we would want to spend couple of the other two.
So are we discounting solar energy because rubber's going to be used in there somewhere, or?
That was the.
Oh, so the constraint was.
We
if
can't have
solar panels
solar
with
panels
a rubber.
With rubber.
So.
Yeah. Okay. So we lose that, I think.
Should we go for if we're going for rubber, we think of, as our case,
mm-hmm.
and then.
And the buttons as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
we've got 5 more minutes.
We'll have using simple battery will be a safer option as compared to the kinetic energy one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, although it does seem interesting,
yeah.
it doesn't hold any advantages.
Yeah.
It's just a gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so we understand this better now that the speaker is for the PSAT, right?
Mm-hmm.
It says things that you type in or something like that.
Yeah.
So
I think if we can include them at not too much extra cost,
yeah.
then I'd put them in. But if
we
it's
don't have too much information about it.
Mm.
Yeah, but I think it should be quite cheap because it's from
the it's
company.
From the company.
Okay.
So
this is then as well then.
Yeah. Okay. And the case is curved on one side but then flat so it's flipped
mm-hmm.
into each other.
Yeah, sure. Sorry, what does ICS mean? Okay, cool. So it's advanced integrated circuits?
Yeah. So we're definitely going in for voice recognition as well as
yeah.
LCD.
Yeah. So we've basically worked out that we're going with a simple battery, the advanced chip, and a curved on one side case which is folded in on itself, made out of rubber, and buttons are also rubber. We're having push buttons on the outside, and then on the inside of the LCD with female, and we're incorporating voice recognition. Overall concept, and it's going to look sort of vegetal and be in bright vegetable colours.
Mm. So, would we have the spinning wheel inside with the LCD, or would it be on the outer?
Imagine it would be inside.
Okay.
So, actually, that could like really cut down your thing. So, you've got your outside, which is like minimalist,
mm-hmm.
and then you open it up, and you've got a screen and a spinning wheel which you can incorporate buttons into. So
yeah.
you've still not got like a lot of stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
You've maybe got, you know, like if you're modelling on an iPod, you've got 5 buttons and a
mm-hmm.
wheel, and 4 of the buttons are in the wheel, and the other one's the little bit inside the
in
wheel.
The centre,
yeah.
Sure. Okay. So now we've got 18 minutes before our next meeting. designer over here is going to work on the look and feel design, which I presume he'll work out what that means. The user interface designer will work on the user interface design, and the marketing expert is going to work on product evaluation. And as well as that, the two designers are going to work together on our prototype, following those instructions that we've just come up with, using the modelling clay, and you will get extra instructions from the professional coach. Is that all okay? And anyone who hasn't put their presentation in the project documents folder, it would be good just so in case we have to refer to it.
Cool. I'm going to go and sit on my own then.
Nobody wants to talk to you.
I know, I'm hated. I've got a bit tangled up in these.
Shall I move away first or shall I stay here?
I don't know, maybe I would care.